Deanne Collins with Michael Jackson. Michael, I understand that you're a lover of animals. Is that true?
It's very true. We tour in the past. We go to different countries and different states. And I go to the different zoos all over the world to see the different animals. I can relate to them a lot better than I can to
Sometimes
humans.
people.
Yeah.
Is it also true, is there a mini Michael Jackson zoo on the grounds of your house?
Well, I wouldn't say zoo, but I have several animals here, and I'm still collecting animals.
What kinds of animals?
Do I have? Well, I have a llama, which is a beautiful animal. He's taller than I am. He's from Peru, South America. Yeah, and he was in the circus. His name is Louie. He's really sweet, and he loves people, and he does tricks. And I have a mouflon sheep. He looks just like a ram. Most people think he's a ram, but he isn't. He was also in the circus. They were raised together. His name is Mr. Tibbs. I have almost 6 foot boa constrictor. His name is Muscles, and I take him to the studio. Dinah Ross was just here, and we were both peeling his skin off, you know, because he peels like 3 times a month. And he was great. She was a little afraid of him, but then she got relaxed with him. And
She touched him?
oh yeah,
Oh, really?
yeah. And I have 2 deer. Their name is Prince and Princess. They're really sweet. They're the North American white-tailed deer. And I raised them from the bottle. They're really sweet. And I got several, all kinds of different birds and stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite?
Animal? Probably Louie and Prince and Princess.
You're considered the number one artist in the world. What's your secret, Michael?
Just loving what I do and speaking from the heart, being honest, really. I can't quite form it down to a special formula or anything. It's just wanting to do great work, you know, and doing it.
And I guess loving what you do has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, caring and loving and putting your heart in your work.
Honesty, is that very important to you?
Oh yeah, very important. I mean, it's nothing like writing a song that you feel good about, like Billie Jean and Beat It and starting something, stuff like that. And you feel like you have a great prize, you know, when it's done. Because
Okay.
I work hard on them.
So there, I guess you're talking about the honesty. I would know would be like honesty in everyday life, but you're talking about honesty in musical terms, being true to yourself and trying to get that out on the album.
Yes.
Your audiences expect new and exciting things from you each time you release an album. Do the high standards get harder or easier to live up to?
Well, they get harder because no matter what you do, it's you're competing against your previous product and everybody expecting more. It's like with a motion picture, you go see Star Wars, then Empire Strike Back, you expect more than Jedi, you expect more than that. So you're really trying to top yourself all the time. And it's hard. I mean, with the Bee Gees, with Saturday Night Fever, they came out with Spirits Having Flown. It's really hard, you know. But I believe in doing better work. As you grow, you should get better. You know, it's like that saying, I'm not getting older, I'm getting better.
Well, trying to top, your albums, is it draining personally and physically?
No, it's a challenge. It's fun. It's like a big, I shouldn't say game, but I have a lot of fun doing it. It's really, to get paid for something you love to do is really a treat. A lot of people are employed and they hate their work. It's terrible. But I'm getting paid to do something that I love to do. So it's a lot of fun. I'm just having a ball.
Now, you stated that you feel more comfortable on the stage than at any other time. What do you do for excitement and once you're off that stage?
Dream about the stage. Play with my animals, stuff like that. I don't really go many places at all. I don't think you'd find me in the disco or the nightclub. All of those places are fun if that's what you like to do. It's just when I go to places like that, it becomes work instead of pleasure. They announce that I'm there over the loudspeakers and they play all my records and I'm signing autographs,
And
and
again, you're on stage.
yeah, so it's not fun. I've done disguises and all kind of things, and it just doesn't work. But it's all right. I don't mind it.
Well, for me, to mellow out, I call it mellowing out, I read or play Bid Whist. For you, is it the animals again, as you're saying? Is that
Yeah,
your...
probably animals or being with children, which I love a lot. I love kids, the young ones, and play with them, swim and stuff like that.
You've been in the music business since age 5 or 6. What do you think your life would have been like if you hadn't had the talent to sing?
Well, I can't imagine really. I have no idea what I'd be doing because this is seems so right for me, and I'm here to do this, and it's my contribution to life to do what I'm doing, and I put my heart in it, and whatever good I can do, I do it because I love people and I love making them happy. There's nothing like seeing your record number one, not for the ego, because I hate ego. It's for the fact that I know people bought it and they loved it and they enjoy it, and that's good. And I think all those people who, I mean, I can turn out great music, but it takes the people behind it who are the disc jockeys and the program directors and all the independent people to really make it happen, and I appreciate it.
So are you saying Michael Jackson, age 60, still on stage?
Yes. I'd probably be doing writing and film, probably directing and stuff like that. Still active in it, but a little more behind the scenes, developing other people and showing them which direction to go in.